It's because we've got a big man taking a lot of strapping off a very large body, and his name is Ross Fletcher. Roscoe, fantastic to see you here. Commiserations on the first loss, but you've not only had Narrabri last week, but you've got Pirates. It's been a fantastic start to the season with five or six in a row, and yeah, things are hopping at the Walker Rams.
We're working towards the big teams. We got a few things to sort out this week with a few injuries and that, but we've just got to work on some depth and then get some boys sorted out.
One of the downsides, but one of the good sides, is both Simon and also Sione have been selected for the New South Wales Country Cockatoos. It's bad for the club because they could be out for four or five games, but when they come back, they'll bring all that experience and that high-level rugby to the club.
Yeah, well, that's right, John. We've just got to congratulations to the boys, firstly. They greatly deserve it. I think we've got enough depth within the boys that we can sort a few positions out and hopefully go forward.
Yeah. We've been getting plenty of training down there on Tuesday and Thursday nights, and Baz and Crawford have done a reasonable job coaching so far.
Yeah, we've got numbers. It'd be nice to be able to put a reserve grade team and have a proper run with them on Thursdays. The boys, yeah, they're definitely putting in. Just got to sort some depth out and so we can have a bit more continuity.
The taste is still there from 2012, having hosted a grand final, so you really want to be able to win one and get a chance because it's such an open competition with the top six. You guys were fantastic last year, but must have been frustrating not to be able to get into a top four or a top five after that split in the draw.
Yeah, it was kind of disappointing last year, getting knocked back in a second tier, but we got our eyes set on the top one this year.
Because what do you do out there in Walker in the great metropolis, and how's the weather affected you out there? Because that's something we need to see a little bit more of, don't we? We need the rain, so maybe we should have junior Walker carnivals every single day of the week for a couple of months so we can get some rain out there.
Well, that'd be good. We haven't had any rain since, but we haven't had a frost yet. They're not too far away. Super fine sheep and beef cattle.
And what about the great privilege again of wearing the red and white shirt of the Sandhurst Central of Kookaburras? They dragged you in for Armidale, but it was a great weekend.
Yeah, no, it was a good game. I got the call up on Saturday to play on Sunday, and unfortunately the game was called short in the first 5 minutes of the second half. Young Tommy Lynch busted his leg, poor little bugger. Quite pumped for the game and was actually looking for another 40 minutes. Unfortunately didn't get it.
Well, that's one of the realities with footy, but still to be able to play that next level is great, and you can bring it back to your team. And what about your bro here, Will? He's done a reasonable job, has he, wandering around the place, or you got to carry him?
No, he's all right. He's only a young fella, but just getting him to find his feet. He's a couple of years out of school, and he's just back. He hasn't played since school, but he's taking the senior rugby like a duck to water, and we'll just get his eyes opened up a bit, and he's going to enjoy himself, I think.
And what do we need in rugby there? Of course, you've got 40 or 50 juniors, which is a great thing from the club, but do we need to see some elite players coming up? Do we need... Now that Curtly Bill won't be playing in rugby for a while, he can drag himself up to one of the junior carnivals, or do we need maybe to have some of those elite players coming to the individual senior games as well?
Personally, I think the more you can put into junior rugby, the better. But I think from the ARU point of view, they need to put a bit more back into bush rugby themselves.
And finally, of course, we take on Pirates. It's going to be a bit of a challenge to see. They've had a good start to the season as well, but they've always been a fierce rival.
Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt they're buddy firing all eight cylinders, and we're trying to do the same thing, and we're looking to topple every team we come up against.
Beautiful stuff, Roscoe. We'll leave it at that, but thanks for your time. We wish you all the best this afternoon as you take on Pirates with the Walker Rams.